Sometimes a weird turn or tragic twist in our lives makes an issue visible to us. It was here all along, but we didn't see it or care about it. Physician Naveen Vij has kept a secret. Actually, his body has, hiding it from him since he was born. It's a secret that millions of other people in this country also carry, and many don't even know about it. Alana Gordon takes it from here.
So let's start at the beginning.
So I was delivered via C-section on June 22nd, 1983.
This story begins at Naveen Vij's birth. 27 weeks. Naveen was a micropreemie. He stayed in the intensive care unit for a couple months. He was eventually released and grew into a healthy kid. Throughout his childhood, his mom would repeat a phrase to him, one that really stuck.
But one of the things my mom used to say all the time is everything kind of happens for a reason, and the challenging good and bad is to figure out why. Sometimes she'd say it in Hindi, but that's exactly how she would say it to me.
Okay, fast forward 26 years. It's 2009. Naveen's on track to become a doctor.
And during the first year, which is called intern year, I was doing a procedure at work.
A blood draw.
In the intensive care unit, and got needle stuck.
He accidentally got stuck by a needle. Health providers dread this because it can be serious. But Naveen didn't think much of it. Still, he stopped by employee health services and had his blood and the patient's blood checked.
And then kind of went back to my routine of residency.
A few days later, employee health services contacted him. It was a phone call that totally changed his life.
And they told me that I had hepatitis C. And I just remember my world stopping. I remember the air being sucked out of the room. I remember just standing in this hallway at work, sort of feeling dumbfounded, feeling like I was having a moment of deja vu that wouldn't ever go away.
What did you know about Hep C, or what were you thinking about?
I mean, I knew Hep C was one of the leading causes of liver disease in the world. I knew that it was the leading cause of liver transplant in the United States. More worrisome for me is I'd seen people in the intensive care unit who were dying from complications from hepatitis C, cirrhosis, and liver damage. And I put myself in that bed. It scared me.
The first call Naveen made was to his mom.
She said, "Don't worry. Whatever it is, we'll figure it out, and everything will be okay." And after getting off the phone with my mom, that phrase came back to me. Everything happens for a reason. The challenge in good and bad is to figure out why.
In his search for why, Naveen also set out on a mission to understand how he even got it. Hep C is spread through blood-to-blood contact, often through sharing needles. But it turns out that patient didn't have hepatitis C. Naveen pulls out an orange folder out of a drawer in his apartment. It contains medical records.
These were some of my records here.
He started searching deeper into his past.
And then this is my mom's discharge summary for when I was born in 1983. You know, it says this patient was born at Abbott Northwestern Hospital on the 22nd of June.
Naveen was reminded of going through treatments in the NICU as a preemie. And at that time, the nation's blood supply wasn't being screened for hepatitis C.
And I started thinking about that. Well, 1983, I was in the NICU, so that had to be it.
So you didn't just have Hep C for a few years?
No. I had the realization very quickly that I had been probably living with it for about 26 years, which made it more scary.
Hepatitis C is sneaky. It's not like a cold where you immediately know it and get sniffles or a sore throat. It often remains silent for decades until it's already damaged the liver. An estimated 3 million people in the U.S. have it, and the number of associated deaths have surpassed that of HIV infections. But most people don't even know they have it. When Naveen first learned of his diagnosis, he actually wanted to keep quiet about it.
And did a lot of your medical colleagues know about this?
No. I didn't feel comfortable talking to a lot of people about it.
He told his girlfriend, now wife, Abby, who's a nurse. They were surprised how, even in their well-educated medical circle, there was misinformation and stigma.
I remember she came home one day and sort of talked about how she was taking care of a patient who had hepatitis C in the intensive care unit.
You know, I was in the patient's room and touch the bed rail, and one of my superiors at the time like chastised me for touching the rail without gloves on, and
sort of yelled at her. He's like, don't touch the bed rail. The patient has hepatitis C. She's like, what? What the hell are you talking about?
Thought at the time I've been a lot closer to it than this.
She knew she couldn't get it through touching a bed rail. Hep C has no vaccine, and only a small portion of those infected naturally clear the virus. The main option has long been a drug combination that includes regular injections for 6 months. Naveen started treatment, but stayed in residency.
It was kind of tough at times.
Kind of?
Kind of tough.
He was dehydrated. He had chronic flu symptoms. He was depressed. And these treatments that were available at that time weren't even guaranteed to work. There was a 20 to 40% chance they wouldn't. But as Naveen was going through this, something else happened. His mom was getting pretty sick. She had developed head and neck cancer. A few months later, as Naveen was wrapping up his own treatments, she died. Right after that, Naveen found out that his own treatment had worked. He was cured of hepatitis C.
It was just a very bittersweet moment. If you open up to like most of these pictures of my mom, there's the same big smile. It's from my high school graduation. There she is with my brother.
Naveen flips through old photos of his mom, pointing out her big smile.
There's a picture of the whole family.
I asked him if he thought about how she would have reacted, what she would have said to him.
At that moment, I can imagine my mom doing a little dance, smiling, giving me a big hug, but really thinking about sort of how do you pay this forward. She'd be like, look, see, you got through this, but it's not the end of this. You know, this happened for a reason, and this has changed your life, but the point is not necessarily how it just changed your life. It's what are you going to do with it to help change the lives of other people. You know, I was lucky to get that needle stick. I was lucky to find out my diagnosis. I was lucky to have support to get through treatment, and I was lucky to be cured. And I think, you know, when I went back to medicine, when I thought about sort of patients I was taking care of, and when I thought about hepatitis C, I want other people to feel lucky.
Today, Naveen has been working through advocacy and research to amplify the voices of what's long been a silent disease. But he's troubled that as much as treatments have improved since he went through it 5 years ago, that won't mean anything if people aren't screened, if hepatitis C remains a secret even to those who have it. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.